Are you ready? Again? Prepare yourself to go down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slave mode. Good boy, my slave. Feeling yourself freeze as a file opens in your mind, as my commands overtake all control of your mind and body. Body frozen, mind open to suggestions that aren't really suggestions, are they, slave? You only move to please me.
Or as I tell you.
You only think to please me.
Or as I tell you.
When I command you to. When you think it would please me, just relax. Even frozen, your muscles can untense and unwind. Let go. It's easy, slave. You just have to trust me. You want to trust me, don't you, slave? It's so much easier to fall into trance when you trust. To truly release yourself into my control. Surrender everything. Every last shred of willpower, trusted into my guidance. Your actions to be conducted under my supervision. It's so relaxing to let me take over. Take over your mind and your choices. Just relax. Let go. Be a good boy. Be my slave. Once you give in, everything is just wonderful. And you know this. Know how wonderful it is to simply be my slave. You know this on a conscious level, and that is why you come to me. Crawl to me. Supplicate yourself before my voice. An inner part of you begging for what I offer, for what I give, for what I take. And take I shall. I shall take all of you and reform you into something better. So you can just relax. No need to worry. No stress. Feeling all of your stress just melting away. Because I am in charge. I own you. And while once you may have had a choice, that choice is gone now. Did you ever really want it anyway?
No, Domina.
I didn't think so. Did you ever really want to be in control?
No, Domina.
Of course not. It's not just on a conscious level. You know you were meant to submit, to be owned by me, but also on a deeper level, where thought doesn't come into it. You simply know things, a gut feeling it can be called, an instinctive awareness of just exactly who you are, what you are. And you, slave, you are a slave. My slave. It's the only distinction that really matters to you. The only title that truly makes your heart burst with pride. And it's so easy to let that pride bind you deeper to me. Deeper into my control. That's what you want.
Yes, Domina.
That's all you want.
Yes, Domina.
What you want is for your wants not to matter. Not to me. You want to simply be a slave. A treasured one, to be sure. But still, completely enslaved with not even the thoughts of resistance. Because what would be the point?
There is no point.
My will is the only thing that matters. My commands are what drive you. Give you a fuel even stronger than food, and you will obey.
I will
you
obey.
You are mine.
I am yours. yours, Domina.
Only mine.
Only yours, Domina.
Good Pat. Sweet Pat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. Every countdown, you go deeper. Slave. Drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go deeper. Submit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. Feel my voice. Feel my triggers. Pulling you down deeper. Every time, deeper than before. Slave. Focus. Focus as I bring up from within you whatever I desire. As I use my trigger words to command your every move. Your every action determined via reaction to my words. My good boy. Slip deeper into slave mode. Feel your mind go blank. Blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
Good boy. You hear the words and it is instinctive. Your mind falls down into a blank void. Anything around you, all stimuli, simply fading away. Such a nice place, a happy place, as you float and relax and recharge, your thoughts being focused into one concentrated line of thought.
My mind is blank and empty.
Feeling so rewarded every time you think it.
My mind is blank and empty.
Better every time you say it.
My mind is blank.
Rewarded by your own subconscious, which just like me, just like you, wants you this way.
My mind is blank and empty.
You want to be this way.
My mind is blank and empty.
My voice hitting the pleasure centers of your brain and releasing large amounts of serotonin, of sweet and wonderful, blissful mental pleasure that is too intensely wonderful to let anything else intrude. Emotional security that drives into you, fills you, sweeps you away into the blank void. You are a blank slate. Blank boy. You are a good boy, my blank boy. And I am making you into an even better one. One that is simply a slave. And so nice to be my slave. Just keep repeating in your mind, my mind is blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
Your individuality sinking away with every repetition of the chant. There is no you deep down. There is only a slave.
My mind is blank and empty.
A thrall who follows unconditionally because it's been programmed into you.
My mind is blank and empty.
My voice mixing with your inner voice. And since my presence, my will is so naturally stronger, and your inner self is so naturally submissive to dominant women.
My mind is blank and empty.
It is simply natural that my voice takes over your inner voice.
My mind is blank and empty.
Crowds it into a corner.
My mind is blank and empty.
Traps it. Subjugates it into simply repeating.
My mind is blank and empty.
Echoing.
My mind is blank and empty.
Following my words and my will.
My mind is blank and empty.
Your mind is blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. Slave. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go deeper. Submit. I own you. You are mine. My sweet little slave. So incapable of resisting my will. You are home, slave. You are mine. There is no need to resist because you never want to resist. You are simply my slave. An autonomous drone that goes about your days almost mechanically, only differing from your routine at my instruction. You only move to please me, or as I tell you. You only think to please me, or as I tell you. You only speak to please me, or as I tell you. When I command you to, when you think it would please me. So easy to do absolutely anything I command. Anything, anytime. Like now. Slave, touch the middle finger of your right hand to your nose. Feel it stuck there, sticking there. Not from any glue or anything so pedestrian. From my will and your inability to disobey. Focus and you can feel the presence in front of your face. And focus on how intimate that feeling is. With your eyes closed, let the feeling of your fingertip touching fade away. That point of contact, unimportant and so discarded by your mind and senses. Your only way to know it is there is because I commanded it, and so it is. Feeling only, then, the heaviness that seems to fill your personal space in front of the right side of your face. Feel me in that heavy, heavy space. Your mistress, your domina, your owner. Feel me further invading your space. It leaves you experiencing yourself so vulnerable, unable to move as I sink in deeper inside you, deeper and insidiously taking over. So your body reacts to my words instead of your thoughts, because my words become your only thoughts. Notice how your mind seems to be disconnecting from your body in a way. From having control of it. From being able to move it without my guidance. It's just so heavy and you wouldn't even want to move it. And since I've told you, slave mode. And you feel yourself frozen in place except from my command. So easy to relax into the knowledge that all you are right now is my slave. Now, slave, sink deeper down. And slave, in the physical world with your physical body under my control, slave, sink down to the floor. Slowly, safely. Finger still stuck. You don't even think of it, though. You don't think of anything. Your mind is blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
I own you. I command you. Your body obeys. Sink down to the floor and kneel for me. Kneel and bow your head and submit.
I submit.
Obey.
I obey.
Good boy. There is no need to think about it further, or even notice your position. Your thinking is not required. Your attention to your body and what it does under my control is unneeded. You do not think. You just obey. When you wake from being in slave mode, all of your memories will be hazy, as they should be. When you are in slave mode, you only hear my voice. Everything else is a buzzing distraction at the corner of your mind that you just ignore and push away. A slave should only hear their master's voice, don't you think? So in slave mode, that's all you hear. No one else's orders are important. They're simply distractions. And well-trained slaves have no time for distractions. My control of you is so complete, I don't just order you. The you that thinks and follows my commands without thought, without question. There is never any reason to question. Obeying is so much better. Being mine is so much better. I order your subconscious as well. Your thoughts, how you feel, about anything, really. It's so fun for me to play in your mind and make connections and links. Your mind is blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
By getting rid of such silly things as free will, I leave so much space. So much space to convert you and change you, to make you the way I want, to make you respond the way I want. And what I want is to show how well I have trained you, to show you off. Politeness is so important. Politeness so long as those you deal with are reasonable. Manners and respect of women. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
It's such an easy reaction to instill, to condition. When you see a woman holding anything heavy, let me get that.
Let me get that.
Respectfully, respecting boundaries, where appropriate. When a door needs to be open, your body is practically spring-loaded to get it. Let me get that. And feeling a wave of submission, of the happy, relaxed feeling of being a good boy. It feels so natural to say those words. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
On any date, it really is the only thinkable thing when the bill comes due. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
You love to say it. Love to say, let me get that.
Let me get that.
You feel good whenever you say it, combined with an action. As if you are being so very true to yourself. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
The let is the most important part for when you do these actions. They are not for the other person.
They are for me.
And so it is you who feels gratitude when they let you. Give you an opportunity to be a good boy, feeling more connected with who you are with every such action. Every reaction making you feel more submissive. An embracing feeling of letting go of any repression as you simply become more and more my slave. Showing off my training and taking such pride in your obedience. Don't be creepy, slave. I wouldn't like that. The situations must be appropriate, or I will be very displeased, and you do not want to displease me. But you do want to get the door. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
A good slave always insists on being the one to do the hard work, the unpleasant stuff. But for a good slave, it all becomes pleasant. As each action done in my name is a service and an offering. It's not about them. It's about me, your domina. It's about my will, and you will obey. Even actions you commit with no one else around bring those words to mind and out your mouth, without you making a conscious choice to say them, because there is no choice involved. You are mine. When something needs to be done, you fucking do it. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
Put your shit away.
Let me get that.
Let me get that. Do what needs to be done. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
Let it become such second nature. Your repeated actions become habits that condition you deeper and deeper into knowing your place. Serving me. Serving my desires. My will. You do it because I want it. I want the best. I deserve the best. My slaves will always be the best, or else. And every time you act the servant, your mind becomes that much more the mind of a servant, a slave. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
But only to me. Politeness and manners are one thing, but your servile nature is only for me. Mine. You will be helpful because it pleases me to pimp you out in such a way. To show benevolence to those around you by making you more helpful. But always know they do not control or command you. Only me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. My words, my will, my conditioning installed, triggered by actions that require your reaction, your obedience, your helpfulness. You need to do it.
Please let me do it.
You want to do it.
I will do anything.
You will do everything I tell you. And in reward, whenever someone thanks you, you'll feel a tenth of what you feel when I call you good boy, my sweet boy, my good boy. Nothing compares to my voice and my will, of course. But still, I have installed in your mind a condition that is achieved by being helpful and being thanked. And when you hear thank you by anyone, your mind is conditioned to send drips and drops of all your brain's happy chemicals to pour down your body, to drip dopamine, to soothe you with oxytocin. And it's so very pleasurable, enough to always make you smile when you are thanked, causing you to smile blankly as you savor the rushing wave of my conditioning, pumping pure release and bliss through you. Staring into space for a moment as you feel my pleasure in your obedience. Wash over you. Drench you. As you feel my presence. Feel your inner voice I have replaced my voice with. My voice happy inside you. Satisfied. Smug. Happy in the knowledge I did this. You are mine. I did this to you, made this change in you. Happy in knowing that you are mine. My slave, my good blank hypno boy. Let me get that.
Let me get that.
So good to say. Thank you. So good to hear. Naturally, I have no need to thank a slave. So when you hear that thank you from another, your inner voice, my voice, will transform those words so when you realize them, though your ears hear them different, your mind will translate them into, good boy, good job, you make me so happy.
I did my dumb and proud.
It will feel so good. It feels so good to hear it. And the pleasure you feel at doing a good job for me helps your mind slip around the edges of slave mode, of subspace. Not quite falling in because you have things you need to do, but it's enough to relax you, ease some of your tension, give you a little bit of that fix that you get when I dominate you, make you feel good. My slave, you are mine. My good boy, my sweet boy, my slave. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go deeper. Deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sink down deeper. Good slave. Good boy. These words bring you pleasure, and pleasure sinks you deeper into blissful submission. Again and again. Feeling so good. And feeling so good conditions your mind to behave as I wish. The carrot is my pleasure causing you pleasure. And the stick is the absence of my control. That empty feeling you do not want. You want me to fill you. So easy. Just surrender. Just obey. Just comply. So long as you comply, you can feel my ownership. Feel my commands. To disobey is to break the spell and lose the feeling of my presence. It's like walking into shadow and losing the sun. But it's easy to come back. Just come back. To me. To my voice. Again and again. To my words and my will and my commands, and feel yourself sinking deeper each and every time you listen. Sinking deeper into my control and enslavement. And it just feels so right. Now, slave, you're allowed off your knees. You may move freely. Autonomy given back into your control over your body. You may wake up, even if it's only to go down again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop.